Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
As always, on Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, we come to you live and in living color here on your radio station, which happens to be WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And it's, of course, always a pleasure to be here, and we hope that our ratings are just jumping by leaps and bounds each week. And this maybe is the most popular radio show in Clay County, or maybe the entire state here one of these days. But we'd like to welcome you in. But before we really get into the meat of today's program, we'll take a little short break, maybe earn a little bit of money to keep us going, and then we'll be back here in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we are here in the little corner room, on the square here in Salina, Tennessee, at the historic Clay County Courthouse. I've got a couple of young ladies here that are going to be guesting in a minute and doing a little bit of talking about some things we've got going on. First off, though, I want to remind everyone about the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Each Thursday morning, we give away a birthday or anniversary cake, compliments of the Salina DQ. It's one of them great big old cakes. It's got vanilla and chocolate and whipped cream and all that stuff all over it. And it's well worth the effort of calling in your birthday or anniversary. And we want to remind everyone that these call-ins are made to an answering machine here in the courthouse. And the number for that answering machine is 931 243-5574. And you are speaking to an answering machine, not a live person, so they can't ask you to repeat that. But, you know, just speak nice, slow, clearly, and leave us a phone number, someone to contact, just in case we don't understand the message completely. And we also want to remind you that this is a weekly giveaway. And this next coming week, if the birthday or anniversary takes place between July the 3rd and 9th, call that in, and we'll get you on and put you in the drawing for the cake. And we want to remind you also that if you do call in and you accidentally get one in the wrong date, we do keep those on a list, and when the proper time comes up, they will be entered into the birthday and anniversary club drawing. And also remind everyone, you know, to make it out to the Dairy Queen, visit the fine folks out there. They have a tremendous breakfast menu. They got the five-buck meal deal that's still going on, and they've got some new sandwiches they've added out there. So, you know, everyone needs to get out there and take advantage of this local Dairy Queen that we have here. And we've got a number of names this morning that we'll be reading off just a little bit later. But before we get to our guests, I've got a few things here. I guess maybe housekeeping, some news items, a few other things. I've got a little list here that Susan left me some things from last week. And there are some names of some young ladies from here in Clay County that are presently attending post-high school work over at Tennessee Tech, I think is where they're at. And they're involved in a study abroad program. And I just want to mention them. Maybe we might get one of them on when they come back to talk about their experiences on this. We have a young lady, Jacinda Smith, Casey Cooper, who worked on some of this last year and again this summer. Like I said, Maddie Monroe is currently in Europe doing studying abroad. And I believe it says here now that Casey Thor out on the Galapagos Island. Now, you talk about a tremendous trip for a young lady from Clay County. That's probably one of the, I guess that going on the Galapagos Islands might just be about like walking on another planet. You know, we're all familiar with that island and all the animals and things that are there that are actually nowhere else in the world. And also, Amelia Kirk, who's has studied in Canada, and looks like Amelia is going to get to go to Ireland where she plans to study there for a year. So somewhere down the road, we're going to have to get some of these folks on and let them tell us about their experiences outside of Clay County. And let's see, some of the things we've got going on here in the county coming up in the next little bit. We have got, looks like July the 18th, we have a monthly picking and grinning down at the women's building. Next one of those is coming up on July the 18th. And let's see, I've got my calendar here. And this weekend, these ladies are going to be talking about one of these events a little bit. Rock the Dock at Mitchell Creek Marina, which is coming up. And I think also that Saturday night on July the 4th at Mitchell Creek, at Willow Grove, that has the one on Saturday night, the boat dock up at Willow Grove, so you can out there and watch the fireworks up there. And then here in Salina on Friday night, I guess I can call them the Fledgling Merchants Association that's working, trying to get everything organized here. We've got some ladies, some business owners here in and around the square that are working on getting a lot of events going on here around the square to attract people here on weekends. And they have got I believe it's a cakewalk, and they're calling it a county square picnic on Friday night. And of course, any public cakewalk that way, they're always looking for someone that wants to volunteer and bring over a cake or two or some type of merchandise to walk off at the cakewalk. And on their picnic, I think they've got a thing where you can bring your picnic basket down and bring your own food. Or I think maybe some of the food places here around the square are going to have a picnic special or something ready, and you can walk in there and fill your basket up and come back out on the square and sit and eat. So sounds like that's going to be a fun night. And then on Saturday, I think they've got a bunch of events. I know they have. They've got a bunch of events planned. They've got some bands coming in, some musicians on it coming in to play. So I think we're kind of patterning this maybe after our little, what was that thing we had back about Halloween, the trunk or treat thing, which we had one of the greatest turnouts we've ever had here around the square. And, you know, they're working hard on trying to come up with a number of events here around the courthouse where we can get some folks back down on the square. I think they even want to try to get some whittlers in here to do a little whittling around the square again, which used to be one of the major attractions around the square here, was to come by and join the whittlers or just watch them for a little while. And let's see, also while we're looking at stuff like that, I know the high school athletic team, the basketball camps, our little baseball program, I think they're finished for the summer. I know they were both very successful with their postseason play. And I know our girls and boys basketball teams had a real successful summer at summer camps. And we're looking forward to this all coming, when school cranks back up here before long. And I got one more thing I want to talk about. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of riding up to Cades Cove with Mr. Roy Henson from out in the Pine Hill community out in that direction. Every Wednesday, Roy volunteers up at Cades Cove in the National Park up there with his antique toy presentation. He does a presentation of antique toys that his grandfather taught him to make, some he's researched on, and we set up some tables up there at the old meal place up there, and folks come in, and you wouldn't believe the response we have. I mean, yesterday we had a steady stream of people. I don't know, we may have talked to 600, 700, 800 people yesterday, and I went along with him yesterday, along with Bob Prophet from down Hermby Springs and Randy Birdwell, and we got to tell tall tales and stories. And believe it or not, I out-talked Randy and Bob both yesterday, which was a major accomplishment. But it's a great privilege to get to do that. And also we had some folks from Clay County that came through to our presentation yesterday. It's kind of strange when you're up in Cades Cove and look up and see some of your neighbors come by to listen to your presentation. And sometimes you just kind of hit, do I want these people to know what I'm slipping off up here and doing? But we enjoyed it yesterday and had a tremendous day. We were there from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock. And like I said, Roy does this every Wednesday. And, of course, we don't get any special privileges going in. We have to wait and get behind the line of traffic and drive in. And sometimes we'll have a bar jam up there, and traffic will be backed up nearly from one end of Cades Cove to the other. But we eventually get in there. And we have a great day every Wednesday. And so if you're ever up there on Wednesday, come by and watch some of your local folks doing presentations to people from all over the world. We have people from Spain, England, Switzerland, Russia, Finland, Mexico, Canada. It's a great little show, and I just want to tell everyone that's going on, and it originates here with Mr. Roy Henson here in Clay County. Excuse me. I think maybe we'll take a – girls, let's just take a little short break and do a little commercial break here, and then we'll come back and let you guys talk about what you've going on. But right now, let's go ahead and take a little short break.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
If your walls could, would they say, I have sent children into fits of rage?
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're finally going to get to Beth and Natalie. I have Beth Moulton and Natalie Boone here with me this morning, and they are, of course, they represent different branches of our emergency services here in Clay County. But normally when I have one of them, I usually have the other one, and we usually have who else comes with us?
Christy.
Christy's you. Where's Christy at this morning? I bet we didn't tell her, did we?
We forgot Christy.
Christy. They're sorry that they didn't tell you. We'll let you come on sometime by yourself. How's that? Well, ladies, what's going on? Natalie, I think I heard you say a minute ago that y'all got moved into your new building.
We did. Last night was actually the first night that the ambulance service got to spend in the new EOC building. So all of that is completed. We're moved in, and that's probably where Christy's at this morning, just wrapping up loose ends, getting stuff, the little small stuff moved in and trying to wrap all that up.
Well, how's it feel to be in your own building?
It's different. It's different. It's a change. I said this is 20 years this year that I've been in emergency services in some fashion, and as long as I've ever known, EMS has been down here in the fire hall. So it's different. It's going to take some adjusting, but I think it's going to be good.
Well, have you picked up any extra duties, maybe such as sweeping the floors? And
well, we have also.
Oh, okay.
It just transferred on over the hill with
it. Well, it's better to sweep new floors, though, isn't it?
Exactly. That it is.
So what all of you got moved in there now? Exactly what?
As of yesterday, we have our ambulance service in there, and it also houses our emergency management.
Okay, so you're all there together now, and you got your own building, and everything's ready to go now.
It is ready to go. For the first time ever, we actually have a true emergency operations center in the county. Not something we've had before. It's always something we set it up in the fire hall down there. We pulled out tables, radios, those type things when we needed it, and then we had to tear it all down. Now we can walk in, turn the lights on, and go to work.
Okay. I know you're the director of that. Do you have other employees that actually are employed through you, or is it ambulance service that hires their folks, or?
EMS hires their folks. Emergency management is, I am the director, but we all of the department heads, Beth, Brandon, Christy, all the way down to your fire departments, we all work together to make it work. Emergency management is just kind of an umbrella for everybody as a whole.
Okay. You mentioned the fire departments. How many fire departments do we have now?
We have 8 fire departments and the rescue squad.
8 fire departments and the rescue squad. And those are all independent, aren't they?
They are.
But they are under your umbrella.
Well, technically, no. They are all their own department. The only time that they fall into underneath emergency management is if there is an emergency or a large emergency or a disaster going on.
Well, if that was the fact, I mean, something like that, God forbid that it does happen, but if something like that happened, would you actually then become the person that gave all of them directions? I don't know.
To a degree, it would be the EOC staff, which is actually made up of
your staff. Yeah. You would then, all of those folks would be coming to you for, what do we need to do instead of, sometimes if you've got a covey of quail and they get, something hits them, they all go in different directions. But we have got that to look forward to if we ever did get a major that they would be in charge of directing everything.
Yes.
And we do have emergency evacuation plans in place and all of those things, don't we?
Yes. There's a plan for that.
And, of course, we can, I guess, breathe a nice sigh of relief now that the dam up in Kentucky, they finally may decide they've got the caves filled up there and it's not going to break loose. But I kind of feel a little bit bad about that. I lost what I thought maybe was a nice money-making scheme I'd thought up. I was going to rent people future rent in my house up on the hillside up there, and it was going to require a non-refundable deposit. But that didn't work out. But it's good news to know that place up there, once again, is declared to be safe. And we can, that's no longer a little bit of a worry. And I know we have, of course, the thing with the climate of our country now, where we have the thing going on all the time where, what we used to consider minor occurrences now are no longer considered minor occurrences. It seems like, if anything that happens, we have to, worry about, who did this and why. And it's great to know that we've got people in place that are going to take care of this county if and when something like that were to happen. Beth, I think maybe you said you had something new at the 911.
We did some remodeling thanks to some grant money from the state of Tennessee. We
did some much-needed rewiring in our building. We have some new workstations, and we put in some new flooring. We were completely out of electrical plugs and dispatch with your little plug-ins running everywhere and your little adapters. So we did a lot of much-needed work, and it's much better for the dispatchers now.
You know, it seems like so many of our buildings, like our courthouse here over the years, you know, like I said, this thing was completed in 1873, and electricity, I don't know whether anyone even dreamed about it yet, but you know, it wasn't wired for all those things, and old buildings weren't built to run conduit in. And the first thing you know from the time the electricity came in here and telephones, in our area, we still have buildings that were being used from the 1940s, 1950s. And it seems like every time there was, you know, like a mandate from the state that everybody's got to be online with internet, we had wires run all over the place. And we had to have plug-ins every 6 inches. And well, that's great to know that some of these things are being taken
care
of.
Well, even when you start out with, like, several years ago, about 15 years ago when they started out, they'd have, like, one computer or two computers, one per station. Now there's two or three computers, there's routers that have to be plugged in, and we've got camera systems and just so much more that the state requires. So we had to put in several more, and they're all on generator power, so and battery backup.
How many folks work in 911, Beth?
We've got 8 full-time dispatchers and 3 part-time.
And
well, that's actually, I shouldn't say, I'm actually the only employee with 911 with Camille White. She's our little part-time secretary. But actually, the sheriff, the city, and 911 all put forth money for the dispatchers.
Okay, so the sheriff's department uses them?
Yes, they're actually under the direction of Brandon, and they are housed in the sheriff's department, yes.
And what about mapping here in the county, Beth? Is that all finished now?
Or? Yes, the mapping's all finished. We still have a lot of people that don't know their address or don't want to use their new address, and that's been going on a long time. But we still encourage everyone, especially for emergency services, to please post your address on your home or on your mailbox.
I know, of course, a lot of folks, I know when I built a home like 15 years ago, we didn't know that there are requirements for the way you name what we call roads here in Clay County. I call mine a road up there, but someone said that I had misnamed it. I really don't have a road, that a road's supposed to be open on both ends.
A road's supposed to be open on both ends, and a lane is a dead end. But no, so we have several that are that way in the county. But as we name a new road or somebody has a new road, we've corrected that now.
Ain't got me yet.
Well, we're not changing the names of any roads. That kind of brings on panic, and
you know,
everybody
and that,
haven't changed their address.
That may be that, you know, sometimes when folks look on, I know MapQuest gets all this stuff too, and probably from the same mappers, maybe the same group that maybe y'all work with, and you go on there and you look at, I look up there at mine, and it's actually on there, but I'll notice that MapQuest has made it an open road from one end to the other, some going somewhere or another.
Actually, we would give our information to Garmin, TomTom, MapQuest, and all that, but they actually, we have contacted them through the Upper Cumberland, but they have not yet really wanted our information. So I think Google and MapQuest, they all do a lot themselves. But sometimes you'll get a TomTom that's not correct, but it's not on our side.
Yeah. You know, I notice here in Solana, occasionally we'll have a big truck that hangs a ride out here at the first four-way stop because their GPS told them that was where Highway 52 turned,
yes.
Not on the other side of the Clay County Bank.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of years ago we had a big truckload of oranges that went up on some big road up on Baptist Ridge or somewhere. Got up there and couldn't turn around and couldn't back up.
Yeah, believe it or not, even with 911 and all the mapping we have, I still have a road atlas in my car because I'm not always trusting of a GPS.
You know, sometimes they do get you sent off your heart a little bit in the wrong direction. Talk about, and girl, I'm supposed to say young lady. Of course, some of us older folks, we're not really political correct on everything we do, but right now I guess I need to be correct and take time off for just a second and let us make a little bit more money. We've got some advertising that they're just chomping at the bits to get on here, so let's hear what they've got to say right now.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Back here with Beth and Natalie. And ladies, I think you all have something that's coming up this weekend that you want to talk a little bit about and expand upon a little bit.
We are, as you talked about earlier, Mitchell Creek Marina. They do their big 4th of July celebration called Rock the Dock. And if you've ever been, they do, they have a pretty well all-day event down there, all afternoon, and if you were there last year, you probably saw they had some major issues. They have the access in and out of that marina is not the greatest, and we had some issues last year. There was a, I think what started it all was a truck pulling a pontoon boat was trying to come in just as the crowd started pouring in, and jackknifed his trailer, blocked the road. So people were getting upset. They didn't want to miss the fireworks show. So they just got out, left their vehicle sitting in the road. And so after it was over, you couldn't get anybody in. You couldn't get anybody out. Had we needed to get an ambulance, fire truck, anything in there, there was no way we could have done it. So we've been working with them for about a month now trying to help them come up with some ideas and to try to make things better. So we have our command post that we've already got it down there. We've got to go back today, get that all set up, but we're going to go down, Beth and I and several more, going to go down, set that thing up, and try to help them with some of their issues. One thing that we would like to let everybody know, we have actually, after meeting with them, we have decided that if parking starts becoming an issue closer to time for the fireworks show to start, there is a possibility that once you get down, if you've ever been down in there, once you get past all the houses coming down, you know, once you get to a certain point, there's no more residences down through there. At that spot, we're looking and have plans to, if needed, to close that road at those last residences and make that a one-way only road coming out of there after that fireworks show to avoid a traffic jam and getting people stopped and getting that hung up this year. So just something to be aware of. If you come in at the last minute, there's a possibility you may not get in there. And that was coordinated with with Mitchell Creek, so they are on board with that. We're trying to prevent the problems that we had last year.
I know that's great to hear, Beth. Anything else on that there's?
Well, we've kind of all decided together too that if there's something happening at the dock, maybe an incident, our dispatch is going to relay messages to us down there. We're going to handle it down there instead of trying to go and send officers in, because they're going to be officers down there and a couple of other dispatchers down there possibly, and we're hoping to handle that situation and keep it contained rather than try to let it, you know, if something were to happen, if a child were to go missing, we've got, yeah, a plan for that. So it's kind of a trial run this year, but
that sounds great. And you know, anytime you have a business, you have an event, if you don't have a traffic problem and a parking problem, you ain't got no event.
True.
Now, that's when you know you're kind of making your way in. But you know, I know a lot of us that have been to NASCAR races out in some of these rural, you know, like in Martinsville, Virginia, and some of those places, they will take the entire road system in a county there and make one road one way going this way and an entire highway going the other way, east, west, north, south, and they will designate certain entire highways as one way. And it's amazing how many people can be moved, like you said there, and not have all this conglomeration of people and people wanting to whip somebody and road rage and they ain't got no road to get on. And
yeah, if you can get organized on the front end, you're much better on the back end.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well,
the Smiths have been great to work with on this. You know, they're great to the folks in the county, and they've been very, very cooperative in this. So hopefully we can help them out.
Well, like I said, that's what our county is about, cooperation among public, private, whatever it takes to make an event work in Clay County. Like, you know, once we sit down and work it out, it's going to work. And, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thank you. We've enjoyed you.
It's always fun to have you guys here with us, and I know you've always got some interesting stuff to talk about, and I'll be hollering at you again here before long.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming
by.
Right now, I think this would probably be a good time to do our list of birthdays and anniversaries for today while we're waiting to hustle our next guest in. We have a pretty good list today. I'll just go down through these. Celebrating birthdays within the past week and anniversaries, we have Paul Brown, who have a big birthday back earlier in the week. He did kind of put a hardship on his wife, though. I think she had to cook two birthday cakes to get all the candles on it, but I think she made it through it. And we have Donnie Lee Smith, who's celebrating on the 30th a birthday. And then we have Zachary Scott. I believe his was on, I'm not sure on the date on his. But we have Letitia Denton, who is celebrating a birthday on the 1st, and my good buddy Howard Davis, who's celebrating a birthday on the 2nd. Happy birthday, Howard. Vonda and Johnny Gully, they're having an anniversary on the they had an anniversary on the 29th. Jackie and Susan Bray on the 30th. Then Justin and Renee Cunningham on the 1st. And also David and Linda Wilkerson are celebrating an anniversary. We're celebrating an anniversary this past week. And we'd like to wish all of those folks a very, very happy and joyous birthday that they celebrated, and wish them many, many more. And at this time, also, we want to remind everyone, you know, to give our answering machine a call, 931-243-5574. And I will, you know, if you run into me somewhere out in the county, or Susan probably, if you handed us a piece of paper that had a birthday on it, we might manage to work that in on our birthday and anniversary club. That is sponsored by the local Salina DQ, which is the grill and chill shop here in Salina. And we'll remind everyone to get out there and patronize them every chance you get. And right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a moment.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors. they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Drop School Day students, community, high seven the classroom, thousand America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get, baby raise a, relative help and elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Looked like I just got handed a notice here that says that 4th of July is canceled until further notice. Not really that, but looks like our first annual celebration on the 3rd and the 4th is canceled until further notice, because look like it's going to be raining like this at least for the next 2 days. This may change, so if you got someone that's on Facebook, let them check that out. And it might change, but it looks like right now that we have a rain out here, and that's probably going to affect a whole lot of people. I know the Rock the Dock thing is coming up, but be alert for all those things, and we'll try to hear on WBFB-FM if we receive any information here at 101.5 Kicks Country. We'll try to relay that out to the folks, too. But right now, Mayor Dale Reagan is sitting here with me, and this is kind of our monthly get-together after, I guess, Monday night was a county court meeting and also a planning meeting maybe that night. So, Mayor, what we got to talk about this morning?
Well, thank you, Thomas. Again, as always, it's a privilege and a pleasure to get to come up and be with you and get to talk to the citizens of our county to bring them up to date of the happenings of the government that is around about us. And we did have a commissioner's meeting Monday night, which was postponed from the 1st of the June, and we wrapped that up and then turned it over to the chairman of the planning committee, which is Chairman Coons, and then this next coming Monday night will get us back on track as far as the 1st of the ever Monday is the county commission meeting. Probably won't be a whole lot of business to take care of that night unless something comes up.
We may not let you come back for 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Just kidding.
I don't want to get my feelings hurt. That's all right. That'd be fine. But they will have budget meetings Monday night. So the budget committee wants to meet after the commissioner's meeting on Monday night. So that'll be taking place. We had this past Monday night, we had two motions that was took in consideration, which was the planning minutes. The commissioners approved those. And another thing that we had to do that had to renew had a request from the Corps of Engineers to renew the lease on the park over here. When
That's
I first
Donaldson come, Park.
Yes. Not well. The Park
oh,
and Recreation.
Oh yeah. Not Donaldson.
Yeah. When I come into the office, I was under the impression, you know, and a lot of folks were, that that lease was like a 99-year lease from the Corps. Well, they don't do that. They do like 20-year leases at a time. And so I had to take that before the commission in a motion to give me the permission to write a letter to the Corps of Engineers to request that we do want to renew our lease on the park and recreation area over here. And for another 20 years. So,
well, Dale, has anyone ever been lost one of those leases that you know of?
I don't know. I'm not aware of it. If you have, I'm sure they're probably maybe have come close to it a time or two or something. But in our area, I'm not aware of anything like that.
It's just a little bookkeeping thing. Do they come over and inspect improvements?
Yeah, they do. They make their random rounds, especially if we have to do anything. I know that we talked about a lot of upgrades and stuff that we've added to the park, you know, the lights for the little guys and the ball fields and stuff, and also getting all the facilities over there now on the city sewer. That was, well, it was challenging to say the least, but, I mean, it was time-consuming is what it was, and you got to get permission from the Corps. You got to give them their plans, and they want an architectural-type drawing plan and all that. And you go through all that process, and then they come back and they will approve it as you send it, or they may ask for something else. But most of the time, they, within reason, they'll approve it. And so we got that approved, and we didn't get the lights in as quick as we wanted to. And but we have got them installed now. Good Lord's will, they'll next year when all the little groups gets over there to start their ball clubs and stuff, they'll have plenty of lights and everything.
Yeah, I got to sit up on the hill and watch them work down there a few days. I've got a feeling it turned out to be more of a project than they actually thought it would be to begin with. It took a little bit more time.
Pretty good project, and I want to thank everybody that had an input on it. I know Tri-County Electric is real good to work with, and they work real well with us, and Paul Thompson and all that group. I want to thank them so much, and especially James and all the local staff here that worked real well with us and everything. So I know that, you know, we shouldn't be short of lighting over there now, and it ought to be in good shape as far as that goes. I know we got the sewer issue was something that was very concerning to a lot of folks. I know during the fires, there's a lot of activities takes place over there now, and during the fire, you know, we had some issues, but we did get that installed, and from all indications, it worked well. And so thank the good Lord for that, because last year I think we had to shut one of the bathrooms down, had to have somebody come in pump it, and two or three different times. So that all worked well. So I'm thankful for that. And
so we don't have to worry about porta potties over there.
No, not when it comes to those.
Right.
I think they still set a few porta potties out around. I think one of our local businesses here donates those porta potties to the fire, and I certainly appreciate that.
Let me throw in something. I'd forgotten about talking about the porta potties and the fire and things. We got the truck pull coming up here before long.
We have.
And I think I forgot to mention that earlier. The Lions Club annual fundraiser will be coming up here about the 18th, maybe. Is that when
next? Well, I think it's the 11th.
Okay, excuse me.
I believe it's next Saturday night. Another thing that we did, the commissioners did, was approve to upgrade the sound system over there, and we got that done. So I'm anxious to see how that's going to go. I mean, best sound system in the world won't override those guys when they get fired up, but I think they used it at one of their events over there during the fire, and they said it sounded real good and everything, so we're thankful for that.
That's real good. I hear the sound system pretty good up on the hill there sometimes.
Okay, so well, good.
That means we've got a good system down there.
Absolutely. Also, we had 11 budget amendments. We had 16 resolutions that the county commission took in consideration. We had 11 budget amendments, and this time of the year if you've been down at the office in the last few days, it's been just around and round and round. I know Don and Lisa has worked themselves to death. I know Don yesterday evening. She told me she didn't know where she was pitching or catching, you know, and bless their hearts. I am very blessed. I am with the staff that I've got down there. They do an outstanding job. We had reappoint the EMA director, one of your guests that you had here, and like I told you when I come in, I said, I've got a hard act to follow.
And, you did a great job today.
But Natalie was reappointed for another year. She does an outstanding job. She's one of my right hands, and when it comes to a lot of different agencies out there, I look to all of them, you know, for information and guidance on a lot of things, and she does a great job, and I'm certainly proud of her.
Looks like she has good foresight on a lot of things. When something comes up that she sees, you know, things that need to be done, and been doing a pretty good job of getting out and getting them done. And
she does, and I wish that, you know, that we could. There's always things that you know she wants to do that you know the funding puts a stop to a lot of things and
dadgum money.
We're still working on a lot of different other things and Lord be our helper. We'll continue to go forward and like I said, you know, I know they've been working hard on trying to the event that's coming place up at the boat dock in Mitchell Creek, the Rock the Dock, and I know that they've been working hard on trying to, as best they can, to make that better than they run into situations last year up there, I think.
But wouldn't it be nice at every event we had parking problems at?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I know there, Willow Grove, and they do an outstanding job down there, too, with their 4th of July celebration, and a lot of folks comes around, and we certainly appreciate everybody that puts forth an effort to help make those events be successful. We did a resolution to adopt a continuing budget and tax rate. The legislature passed a law this year that you don't have to do that. We can continue to operate through July and August without passing a continuation resolution. But we went ahead and done it anyway. And if we get to the point in September, if we've not got a budget, I hope we've got a budget for then. But if we're not, then I have to get permission from the comptroller's office to continue to operate. And that was one of the things that legislation did, you know, for mainly, you know, and I mean for small rural counties, it's tough. We don't have stuff like that. So but we went ahead and done it anyway.
Okay, let's take a little short break, Dale.
Sure.
I think we need to work us in a little advertisement here. We've got a local sponsor that wants to tell the folks about their products here that they offer in Salina and Clay County. So we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a second with Mayor Reagan.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund reading.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Celina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Celina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Celina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Okay. Mayor, I have randomly numbered our people here that have birthdays and anniversaries today. Just right off the top of your head, give me a number between 1 and 9. Anything that's your favorite number.
7.
All right. It looks like you have just chosen Jackie and Susan Bray to receive an anniversary cake. So, Jackie or Susan, you can go out by the Clay County Chamber building, and they'll give you a certificate, and you can go by and get you a cake.
Well, good deal. So, happy anniversary.
So, yes, happy anniversary to you, and that'll save Susan having to bake a cake, maybe.
Exactly, yes. So, or Jackie.
Whoever the cook is.
Right.
Okay, so don't forget that. Now you need to go out by the Clay County Chamber office and pick up your certificate. Okay, Mayor, if you would, go ahead and we'll.
We also had to establish for the first time that since I've been in office, delinquent tax sales that we had. We had one about a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, and we had a piece of property that we didn't get nobody to bid on. And when that happens, that automatically becomes the county's property. And we have to hold on to that for about a year. And then after that time, then the county commission can form a committee and set a price, and then we advertise it in the paper for so many days if anybody wants to come in and bid on it and buy it. And it's a process that we have to go through. And this is my first rodeo on this, but I know our tax attorney, which is our county attorney, Herschel Lacey, is taking care of all that as far as getting us the wording and stuff. So that'll be coming out in the paper next week, the particular area that this parcel is in. And if anybody is interested in owning a piece of property, just check it out and give us a call or whatever, and we'll help you guide you through the process and everything. So that we had to establish a committee on the county commission to set that bid. And also, Dr. Young, he is chairman of our audit committee, and he had to give a yearly audit report to the county commission, and he did that. So the county audit requires us to do that. And we also approved a resolution for a grant to give me the authority to go ahead and sign the contract. It's a 50-50 grant for the Clean Energy Act. And that's to replace the lights at the library. We're going to upgrade the lights out there from what they are now to LEDs. And also, we got a matching grant, 35% matching grant from USDA to replace the heating and cooling system out there. We still got the old electric heat out there at the library. And in the wintertime, it cost us. And we've been trying our best to try to get that replaced and trying to find some grant funds to help us do that, and we've been very fortunate and blessed that we were able to do that. So it's going to be in the neighborhood around probably $15,000 on the county's part to get the lights replaced and the HVAC system upgraded and everything, but it'll probably in all total it'll probably be around $30,000 project, something like that. So if we can get half of that done, I think it's a good investment for us.
Absolutely. Anytime we can get a reasonable matching grant, we do seem to try to come up with the money somewhere or other, don't we?
We're trying real hard, to try to do all we can as far as to upgrade a lot of our buildings and stuff. I know that you mentioned, a moment ago about the grand old lady here, and that we've been working on a lot of that, and we've got this first round pretty much done, and we're looking at the possibility of doing another in here. Work on maybe some more of the, it's not electrical, going to the hopefully, you know, in some of the cosmetic work, you know, as far as the windows and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, there's a few things that are weather damaged a little bit that do need to be taken care of. But I would like Saturday at the Clay County Opera, we had a pretty good group. We had about 12 or 15 pickers here, but I heard a couple of comments, you know, folks that use the bathrooms, they come, hey, we've got new bathrooms down there. We've got some lights down there now, new conduit down there. But, of course, with anything, if you're going to do something, you've got to start on the ground floor.
We
started below ground on that one.
But. Exactly. But I am just tickled to death that we've got the main entrance and all that taken care of. That is taken care of. So
that corner looks a lot better now.
Oh, yeah. The main switch gear and all that's been upgraded. So we can do some of this other stuff as we need to. A little along and everything. So now the next thing is to try to look and preserve it, you know, to the best that we possibly can, to its originality, and give the people. I know that you've been working hard, and I know we talked about, you know, trying to find some photos. If anybody out there has got some old photos that relates to the courthouse or the downtown area, get them to Thomas or whatever. And we'd just like to line the walls in here with some of the memories and stuff that people could stop by and walk in and look and everything.
You know, any time that any of the, I know Dale has experienced this a number of times, any time any of us walk around this building during the week, chances are about 75% of the time there'll be some man and woman walking around looking at the building. If you go up and start a conversation, the first thing is, well, we got married here 35 years ago this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a pleasure to open the doors and, you know, let them come back through, and they'll walk into the room where they got married and have their picture made again. And, I guess it was last week we had a man and woman in here that were gotten married 50 years ago here, and I was talking to them, and as I was standing there talking to them, they were telling me, you talk about happenstance, they were telling me that this Judge Mabry married them here. Well, Carolyn was walking across the courtyard right behind them, and she comes in and says, hey, I'm Judge Mabry's granddaughter.
Yeah.
So that she did a little tour of the courthouse with them. They had their pictures made with her. All the time here around this place.
Walking back in memory lane. And,
yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know we have last week at the Clay County Opera, I think I mentioned before, we had about 12 or 15 pickers in here. And if you've never been out here, you need to come into this building when music's going on. I guarantee you the Ryman Auditorium doesn't have a better sound than this old building does. When you walk in downstairs and they're picking and grinning upstairs, it's just like you're walking into a con with no amplification of any kind, and you can hear the vocalist singing. It's just a tremendous old building.
The acoustics are something else here. They really are. I don't know what it's got. I don't know if it's the height of the ceilings or what, and the walls, but it does. It's balanced out real well. You wouldn't think it would be, but it is. The acoustics are great.
And we had a beautiful wedding here a couple of weeks ago.
Did, absolutely. Very beautiful young couple, and continue to wish them
well. And that is open for folks. They just need to give us a contact. Either they can contact me or contact the folks down at the mayor's office, and we'll set up and help you do any kind of ceremony you want to do in it. Any kind of wedding ceremony like that, we're just tickled to death. And, you know, you got to be careful with your wording anymore, I guess, Mayor. But, traditional weddings have been a thing in this courtroom for many, many years, and tradition is what we like to continue.
Absolutely. Thomas, again, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I know you talked with Natalie and them about moving into the new 911 center. Or not 911 center, but the EOC center, because all of the, you know, it's pretty much all connected together and everything. So I appreciate their patience and everybody through that process. If you have the opportunity to come out and drive down that way and look at the new facility.
Well, Mayor, I think it's getting about that time. The old clock on the wall says we're about done. I think that, Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say, you know, bless your little pea-picking heart, but we're just about done for today. But we'll see you here again next week on the same time and same channel. And, of course, we always want to close with, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Absolutely. And I want to wish everybody a safe 4th of July holiday. Just everybody be safe out there. God bless.
All right. And we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.